Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The federal government has given another extension to Missouri to comply with the federal Real ID law so that state driver's licenses can be used to board planes and enter federal facilities. January 22nd is the latest extension. However, state officials hope to get that extended to March to give the state and people more time to get compliant IDs issued. The U.S. government says a new controversial discrimination law in Missouri fails to meet federal standards. Jason Taylor reports.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, has determined that protections under the Missouri Human Rights Act are not in compliance with federal standards for the Fair Housing Act. In a letter dated July 14th to State Human Rights Commission Director Elisa Warren, the agency cites Senate Bill 43, which Governor Eric Greitens signed into law in late June, as the reason for the shortcoming. The measure stiffens the threshold for proving discrimination in lawsuits. Under the new law, a practice is unlawful if the protected classification, based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, is the motivating factor in a decision to discriminate. Previously, the protected classification needed only to be a contributing factor in order to prove discrimination. In its letter to Director Warren, HUD said the State Human Rights Act must be restored to Fair Housing Act standards by March 1, 2018, or Missouri would be suspended from participating in the Fair Housing Assistance Program.
Governor Greitens believes Missouri has a very good chance at being chosen for Amazon's second headquarters. Jill Enders reports.
Governor Greitens is optimistic that the Show Me State will land Amazon's second headquarters, even with the recent civil unrest in St. Louis.
There was a study that just came out named the best cities for jobs in the country. And for the first time in generations, we had two Missouri cities, Kansas City and St. Louis, which were both in the top five.
Competing cities have until October 19th to submit their proposals to Amazon. Jill Enders, Missouri Net.
The Missouri Transportation Task Force met yesterday in Jefferson City, where committee members continued their debate over how to raise more money for roads. Missouri Transportation Department Chief Engineer Ed Hassinger notes that the motor fuel tax has not been increased since 1996. He thinks it needs to be raised significantly just to keep up with inflation.
Really, just to get back to even, we're talking something between 8 and 10 cents a gallon.
Such a plan would have to be approved by voters before being imposed. Nonstop flights from St. Louis to San Jose and Sacramento, California will prepare for takeoff beginning in April. Lambert International Airport Director Rhonda Homneyberge tells Missouri Net that Northern California is a key market for St. Louis.
We work very closely with all of our large corporations here, as well as with the tech startups and the chambers, to kind of understand their needs and goals.
The new services will be offered by Southwest Airlines. This is Missouri Net News.